Banner Health's chief clinical officer late last week said its ICUs are at pretty much full capacity, due at least in part to a surge in COVID-19 patients. And statewide, hospitals have seen a jump over the last week or so in emergency room visits by patients who are positive for COVID-19 or those who are suspected to have it. To get a sense of how hospitals are handling the increase in cases here in Arizona, our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Anne-Marie Alamedin, president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association.
What have you been hearing from your members, from hospitals around the state over the last, let's say, week or so, as we've seen the number of COVID-19 cases really, really jump up pretty quickly in the state?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing from our member hospitals that hospitalization rates for patients who are COVID-19 positive is increasing. It's increasing both in the inpatient setting, you know, those are the regular medical surgical floors, and then it's increasing in the ICU, in the intensive care units, where about currently 50% of the patients in the ICU are COVID positive patients.
Is there a concern that given the number of ICU and ER beds taken up with COVID patients and those that are just there for other things, is there a concern among any of the hospitals that they might be running out of room?
I think the concern about the increase of COVID positive patients is real for hospitals. You know, I think our stay-at-home order when it was implemented and the measures that Arizonans were taking in April and in May were effective at flattening the curve. And with the stay-at-home order lifted and Arizonans sort of getting back out in the community, that hospitals are concerned about the pervasiveness of community spread and on our ability to take care of patients. And certainly we are implementing all sorts of incident command centers and protocols to transfer patients. But, you know, this is something that we need to do in partnership with our community. And so I really hope that Arizonans can really take some of the recommendations to heart in terms of the social distancing that's required, of wearing a mask in public, washing hands, and staying home when sick. These measures are still important.
Governor Ducey said last week when asked about the number of cases and hospitalizations that this is kind of what officials expected, that when they lifted the stay-at-home order and allowed more businesses to open, that this is not wholly unexpected. Is this what your hospitals were expecting as well, this level of the number of cases and the number of folks coming in who were positive?
I think we expected an uptick in COVID-positive patients. I don't think we were expecting the magnitude of what we're seeing today in terms of number of hospitalizations. I mean, that being said, we are preparing, you know, our surge plans to, you know, be prepared with staffing those increased beds, those ICU and medical surgical beds. So we are preparing, but our community has to do, I think, preventative measures in terms of protecting their own health.
How are hospitals doing in terms of equipment? And I'm talking not just, for example, of things like ventilators, but also PPE and masks and other things that they need, nasal swabs to test patients. Like, do they have what they need?
I think with regards to PPE, that the supply chain has really loosened up and that hospitals do have the equipment that is necessary to protect the health of the healthcare workforce, which is so important. But with regards to testing, we're still seeing issues with adequate swabs, you know, shortage in reagents, turnaround time for laboratory testing in terms of getting those results. So although there has been, you know, access to community-wide testing, I think we still are seeing issues in for hospitals with the supplies with regards to testing. And that's impacting, I think, capacity to an extent, and being able to get patients safely discharged home, you know, to find out what their COVID-19 status actually is. So testing supplies are still an issue.
Are your members confident that even though there is an uptick now, it's not going to get to a crisis point?
You know, I think in such unprecedented times, certainty is not something that is in a lot of supply right now. You know, I think hospitals are making plans to make sure that they are prepared if there is a patient surge and to do what steps are necessary. But our preparation is only half of the story. And that other half of the story is Arizonans really taking the needed precautions to protect their own health.
Based on what you've seen, are Arizonans doing what they need to do to protect themselves?
You know, I was just at the grocery store this past weekend, and it was really shocking to see how many people are out in the community without masks and sometimes not adhering to social distancing. So I think there's a lot of improvement that can be done in our communities.
Has there been any talk among your member hospitals about maybe having to go back and not having something like elective surgeries? That was something that the governor had put in his initial order. He relaxed that because hospitals were really struggling financially and there was ability to do those surgeries. Is there any danger in having to maybe go back to not doing elective surgeries if the current trend continues?
You know, I think that is a possibility. And I think hospitals can manage that absent of an executive order. I mean, part of the current order is to make sure that you have that hospitals have adequate PPE, have adequate ICU capacity, you know, that is under 80% utilized, so that if there is a surge, that hospitals would be able to meet demand. And so hospitals have done that, and they will stop electives if they need to manage their ICU capacity to make sure that there is enough moving forward.
All right. That is Anne-Marie Alamedine. She is president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne-Marie, nice to talk to you. Thank you. Be well.
Thanks for having me.